Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Griffin scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Baker steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Baker scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Davis is chasing the ball. Law rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. There goes Baines. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tettleton for a passed ball. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Gallego moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. Phillips bunts in front of the plate. Fisk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gallego scores. Griffin moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Griffin moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little bunts in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Mike Davis now playing right field. Jose Canseco now playing left field. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a pop-up towards the mound. Where Meister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Joe DeSaw pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 3 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gallego moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Little is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.